Chicago.
He pulls a knife.
Who's the U-boat commander?
You pull a gun.
Hi, dudes.
That's nasty water.
That's Chet, Gary.
Now, Dustin Kaufman presents the ultimate Chicago movie, Cage Match.
Send me your children.
Welcome to the ultimate Chicago movie, Cage Match, here on 720 WGN. Our quest to find the best Chicago movie of all time. We started with 64 films. We let the WGN radio staff vote on the first two rounds to get us to this point, which is the Sweet 16. Over the course of the next couple weeks, we bring you the matchups of these Chicago movies. You call in, you text, you vote online for your favorite, 312-981-7200. Last night, Ferris Bueller moved on to the Elite Eight, joining Blues Brothers, Adventures in Babysitting, and The Untouchables. Tonight, the 2 seed versus the 3. It is About Last Night taking on The Dark Knight. It's a Gotham City superhero movie versus a North Side rom-com. Bale and Ledger versus Lowe and Demi Moore. It's Sweeping Chicago Skylines versus Grant Park Softball Diamonds. If you like Chicago Knights, then this is the matchup for you.
So?
So what? So tell me.
What?
About Last Night.
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you?
A pro is how you think of yourself. See my point?
Right. Come on, you scumbags. Last inning. Only one run down. We hold it down.
You don't want to hurt the boy, Harvey.
It's not about what I want. It's about what's fair.
A young woman today in society, she wants a little bulk in her diet.
Yeah, she wants a big guy who sweats.
Yeah, right. Best thing that happened to you, Danny, is an industrial accident.
Obstruction ahead. Obstruction ahead. Damn it. All units divert down on the lower fifth. I repeat, exit down.
Exit down.
Lower fifth would be like turkeys on Thanksgiving down there.
You don't know what love is. You've gotten everything you've always wanted. And now you feel sorry for yourself because there's something you want and you can't have it. But you had it. I gave you love. But you asked me to leave and I left.
Why so serious? Let's put a smile on that face.
Introduce a little anarchy. Upset the established order, and everything becomes chaos.
I'm gonna ride off into the sunset.
Mind if I watch?
I was hoping you would.
What, I'm gonna stick around all day with that face? That attitude? Huh? You're gonna be any good to the team. Why don't you just get lost? Come on, go home. Go on.
I left that in. I left the John Waite song in because that's so 80s. Here's Belushi with Elizabeth Perkins. Not happening. Back to the song, John Waite. 312-981-7200. It's About Last Night versus The Dark Knight. We'd love to hear from you tonight on why you think either of these films should move on to the Elite Eight. In studio tonight, to rep for About Last Night is Allison Cuddy. Allison is the artistic director at the Chicago Humanities Festival and a cinephile herself. Allison, thanks for being here.
So great to be here, Justin.
And Mark Baser, advocating for The Dark Knight. Mark hosts the interview show, which is live at the Hideout and on Channel 11 WTTW. Mark, great to see you.
Thanks. I want to see a mashup of those two movies.
I know, right?
That's the movie I want
they
to see.
They have so much in common.
Yeah.
I just discovered.
I know.
They really do.
The industrial accident that does happen to the pretty boy in
right.
The Dark Knight.
That is absolutely right.
There's a lot
bizarre.
Going on.
It's like a call and response.
it does feel like Bruce Wayne could be in About Last Night. There's no doubt about
and
it.
And it's got the word night in it. I mean, the dark. Just spell it. Spell it.
Right.
So I want to get into why you guys are advocating for each film. But before we do that, the poll is actually on the WGN Radio Facebook page. And I said this a little bit earlier that when I opened up this morning, we put these polls up about a week ago, it was something like 57-58%. It looked like a runaway for The Dark Knight. In under 12 hours now, it is 50.68% for The Dark Knight and 49.32% for About Last Night. That's how close these
wow,
are.
It's tight.
As more people pay attention to this
what
today.
Can you explain the late rise from About Last Night?
I think it has to do with just the fact that, you know, more and more people are getting nostalgia about the 80s.
Yeah, maybe. Just in the last few hours.
Or about Chicago.
There's an 80s renaissance right. Since 5 p.m.
Exactly. So let's start, you know, before we take our first break here. Mark, when I said, will you do this, what movie would you like to rep? You said The Dark Knight. Why?
Well, I think let's start with the fact that The Dark Knight is a masterpiece. I mean, it is arguably the best superhero movie of recent times. But I don't think that's enough for this, the purposes we're here for. We're talking about a Chicago movie, and some would say, well, you know, it's Gotham. But to me, what The Dark Knight does so brilliantly, and what Chicago does so brilliantly, is they bring out the best in both of them. So Chicago gives something to Gotham that I don't think Gotham has had in the past. And by on the opposite side, I think that Gotham gives something to Chicago. Together, they make a perfect pair. I'll end it with this. There are many times where I'll be driving east on Lake Street, mm-hmm. under the mm-hmm. L, and every single time I pretend I'm Bruce Wayne. And it is the cool. I mean, I'm in a Toyota from 2007. He was in a Lamborghini, also, I think, from 2007, though.
That's true. You share the year, right?
But man, it feels cool.
It does. Allison, same question for you. You came back to me quickly and said, you know what, about last night. What is it about this film?
Yeah. I mean, all props to The Dark Knight. I agree it's a masterpiece. But when I think about Chicago movies, I mean, the movies that come to mind for me are My Bodyguard, mm-hmm. Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, which uses Lower Wacker Drive to great effect, just like The Dark Knight, and About Last Night, because these are movies that get into the groove of Chicago. They're in the streets of Chicago. They live and breathe the rhythms, the traditions, or at least some of the traditions of the city. And I can't imagine a movie that is more Chicago than About Last Night. And plenty of arguments for why, and I'm looking forward to spinning this out.
Oh, this is so good.
Like the Chicago movie. I'm going to make that claim, and I'm going to prove it.
It's hard to argue with that. Both compelling arguments here. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Call up. You can text. Tell us why you think either of these movies should move on to the Elite Eight. We'll take our first break here, and we'll come back, and we'll get deep into these arguments. 312-981-7200 here on 720 WGN. It is the ultimate Chicago movie cage match. We're in the Sweet 16. Tonight's matchup, the one of the best superhero movies of all time, The Dark Knight, versus one of the best Chicago movies of all time, About Last Night, the rom-com that takes place all over Rush Street and the north side of Chicago. In studio, Allison Cuddy repping for About Last Night, Mark Baser for The Dark Knight. 312-981-7200 if you'd like to tell us which film you would like to see move on to the Elite Eight to take on either the winner of The Fugitive or Christmas Vacation, which is coming up next week. All right, so let's start with you, Mark. Let's do The Dark Knight. So give us people know this movie very well, but the plot, and just give us an overall, give us the pitch on why you think this movie should move on.
Sure. I mean, The Dark Knight is a Batman movie, but it's Heath Ledger's movie in a lot of ways. It's got an amazing cast. It's got Morgan Freeman. It's got Michael Caine. Obviously, Christian Bale plays Batman. Maggie Gyllenhaal plays the love interest. It's got Aaron Eckhart as Harvey Dent. Heath Ledger, everybody will always remember this film for him, his portrayal of the Joker, which is one of the eeriest and creepiest portrayals in movie history, I would say. And you know, the plot is it's a Batman movie, and I think one of the things that connects Gotham to Chicago is that Gotham, like Chicago, is a town beset with corruption and beset with mobsters. And mobsters are raking in the money, and there's somebody that I think we'd all love to have in Chicago, a vigilante who can stand up for us.
Right.
And the movie takes place because the Joker comes in and he changes the game. And the Joker, unlike typical criminals, doesn't care about money. He just wants to see it all burn. And that's the great tension between the Joker and Batman always is that they each need each other, right?
And he's got the great line at the end where he says, I can't kill you and you won't kill me. He goes, because you're just too much fun. I won't kill you because you're just
it's too much fun for the Joker. And you know, in some ways, I think Bruce Wayne feels the same way, but I think he also has obviously a moral compass that the Joker doesn't have. To take it to Chicago, I mean, this movie is full of Chicago scenes. There's so much. If you go downtown and you see you can't, if you're walking downtown and you remember The Dark Knight, you can't see a building or can't see a part of the river and can't think about, oh, wow, they turned this into The Dark Knight.
The scenes they did on LaSalle Street where they flipped the rig, the Pete pointed out at some point that summer, Lower Wacker Drive was closed from 7 o'clock to 7 a.m. or something like that all summer long. Like, they just closed it at night. I have a famous family story where my wife went into labor with my son, and my route to Northwestern was Lower Wacker, right? That was the idea. And that night, luckily, it was like 1 in the morning. There was no traffic. And we started to go, and it was closed off because they were shooting Batman. They were shooting Dark Knight. So
films before new babies. I got to say, they also, if you want to say, does this film know Chicago? They film Batman on his bat motor ped thing in the pedway.
They did.
He's in the pedway.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, that, okay, so these guys came in and they got to know Chicago, and I think they made it a Chicago film.
Right.
It's a great film. That doesn't make it a Chicago film. I think it's a great Chicago film.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your takeaway scene in The Dark Knight? Like, there's so many great scenes in that film, but what makes it? I mean, because I was watching the scene that the Joker is talking to Harvey Dent in the hospital before he blows it up. That's the scene where
is the Brax Candy Factory.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. And he talks about chaos, and he's like, I'm just an agent of chaos. And he does the whole thing. But there are so many of those scenes where Heath Ledger just steals the show.
Yeah, but I'm going to go back to what I said. I'm going to go back to not one particular scene, but I'm going to go back to Christian Bale, whether as Batman or as himself, Bruce Wayne, driving around. And I think much. What makes the movie so great is that the Joker is always one step ahead of us, but so is Batman, and so is Christopher Nolan, the director. We never know what's going to happen, and it's just one constant propulsion. And part of that is seen through him driving around.
I love
driving
it.
On Lower Wacker, driving down Lake Street, and just do it next time. Don't go as fast as he did, but feel like him. Like, you know, I got the kid in the car seat. I'm like, all right, I'm not
all right,
gonna,
maybe I will.
Yeah,
there are a lot. Trust me, I go home on Lower Wacker a lot, and there are a lot of cars there. They're like, let's see how fast I can to be like Christian Bale.
Yeah, all right, you're not on film.
Before we move on, let's go to Sherman, who's on the line. Sherman, what do you like? Do you like Dark Knight, or do you like About Last Night?
Well, if we're talking just plain movies, I have to go with Dark Knight. But if you're talking about Chicago films,
which we are,
then I would have to go with About Last Night, because it not only was filmed in Chicago, but it's also set in Chicago.
And that is the Sherman. That is the rub. That's the Achilles heel of the Dark Knight.
But I would argue
that it's not set here.
I'd argue that it is. And I'd argue that Gotham is Chicago. People have tried to say that Gotham is New York, or even there's a thing in comics where it's part of New Jersey. But I think these movies made the defining case that Gotham is Chicago, a city that is different at night than it is, I guess, on the softball fields during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
All right, Allison Cuddy takes over now. Allison's going to, representing About Last Night. Tell us why About Last Night should move on in this.
Yeah,
time.
I mean, okay, so we can debate. And this is a question about what is a Chicago movie. And I think About Last Night, .. as I like to call it, answers that on multiple levels. So, yeah, of course, it's set in Chicago. It's recognizably Chicago, or at least a particular slice of Chicago life. But it's also of Chicago. So this is a rom-com, as you labeled it, Justin. I think there's a lot of comedy in this film. I don't think there's a lot of calm in the rom in this film. It's a really complicated story about, you know, it's based on the play by David Mamet, the play that made him a playwright, Sexual Perversity in Chicago. And it's really a complicated sort of examination of what does it mean to be sexually attracted to someone and be in love in someone and navigate those things in a world after the sexual liberation, right? Where all of the kind of moral signposts or what your parents did or didn't do no longer apply. I mean, the rules are all gone, and how do you navigate that world? So even though it's a rom-com, it's deeper. And I think that makes it a Chicago movie, because this is a deep city. But it is, I mean, this is a movie about Debbie and Dan. She's an art director at an advertising company. company. Come on, Chicago. He's a sales rep for restaurant supply company. Come on, Chicago. They meet on the softball field, 16-inch softball in Grant Park, over a keg of Old Style. And she's watching. Her company's playing, and then he's on the team of the restaurant Mothers, the bar where a lot of the scenes unfold. Right. I mean, that is Chicago. Those worlds wouldn't meet if it weren't for 16-inch softball.
Right.
You know, and then, of course, they meet cute. They fall in lust. They move in together, and then
a great line in the middle there where he's like, that you can have that drawer. She's like, oh, I can have a drawer. Like,
I can have a whole drawer. Where are we going to put it? Maybe in the kitchen so it's like not too close to you, you know, and navigating that. Of course, the people who steal the movie here, the Heath Ledger of About Last Night, are Jim Belushi and Elizabeth Perkins, two people with Chicago connections. Elizabeth Perkins went to DePaul, and not everybody knows that. Jim Belushi, of course, played the character Bernie in About Last Night, the play when I think it was the Apollo Theater, whatever, in Chicago, did it. So then he's reprising that role
for the movie.
They both, I think, to me, what's interesting about this film is that it's really a coming-of-age film, right? And how do we come of age in Chicago, I think, is what this movie answers for me, or what drew me to it. And everyone in this film is trying to figure out who they are and how they're going to be in the world. And that's what I love about it, and that's the depth of it. But this is a movie where so many of the people who were responsible for making it came of age. David Mamet, I mean, I know he disavowed the movie, but that's because he failed at writing a screenplay, right?
Tim Kazurinsky wrote the screenplay.
Tim Kazurinsky and Denise DeClue, who are screenwriting, or were for a very, very long time, their first gig was doing the rewrite for My Bodyguard, which I mentioned earlier, a fabulous, fabulous.
Absolutely. Didn't make it
80s,
out of the first round in this tournament. But
great movie if you love Chicago, if you're nostalgia, you're interested in Chicago's history. But they did the rewrite, didn't get credit. This is the first movie that they got credit for as the screenwriters, the writers of the film, and it solidified their career. I mean, they blew up after this.
The great scene in that, at just the beginning, the opening title sequence, which you can watch on YouTube, is straight from the play.
Right.
And it is Belushi telling a story to Rob Lowe, and it's so Mamet in its dialogue. It's so stylistic. They keep switching Chicago locations. You just don't see that in filmmaking today.
Right.
It's really brilliant.
They go from, so, you know, you can imagine that they worked on Randolph Street or that West Loop area when it was like the meatpacking places, or it was the restaurant supply companies, and they're walking across the Chicago River, one of the bridges, when you first see them, and then they're on the L, and then they're in the bar, and there's one other scene, and in that, just in those four shots, and he's telling a story of his latest supposed sexual hookup, right?
While the credits are rolling.
Yeah, while
the
credits are rolling. They're off camera when you first hear their voices. And you get it describes Chicago in four shots. Yeah. I mean, at least a white ethnic North Sider experience of Chicago, relatively fresh out of college or starting your career, and kind of what the city's like for you. So it
that's Allison
that.
Cuddy. About Last Night is the film she's talking about. It's taken on Dark Knight, which is repped by Mark Baser. 312-981-7200. This is neck and neck. Your vote tonight may make the difference on which film moves on to the next round, to the Elite Eight. 312-981-7200. It's the ultimate Chicago movie cage match here on 720. We'll take our break, come back, and flip the script and talk about why the other movie shouldn't move on. Sound good? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It is 720 WGN. It is Justin Kaufman doing the ultimate Chicago movie cage match tonight. The Dark Knight versus About Last Night. If you're joining us fresh, you know that we are doing a tournament to find the best Chicago movie of all time. We are in the middle of the Sweet 16, and The Untouchables has moved on, Adventures in Babysitting, also The Blues Brothers has moved on, and Last Night Ferris Bueller. So we are down to four more matchups, and tonight The Dark Knight versus About Last Night is living up to the hype, as they are in the dead heat on our poll, which you have a little bit more time to vote. You can go to the poll, which is on our Facebook page, our WGN Radio Facebook page, or you can text us or call in 312-981-7200. For Backdraft and Adventures in Babysitting, the last person who called got to choose.
Oh, wow.
And they chose...
Can we call ourselves? What's the number again?
What's the number? Exactly. Mark Baser is here, Allison Cuddy as well, and this is the part of the argument, I guess, where we flip the script and say why the other movie shouldn't move on. You guys both love both these movies, so it's not like as much of a cage match as we'd like to see.
Yeah.
But I would still like to see some fireworks tonight from you guys. Why do you think that The Dark Knight should not move on.
All right. How do I say this? You know, I mean, obviously you can make any kind of movie in Chicago. You can make a rom-com, you can make an action film. But what does a movie give to Chicago? That, to me, is what defines a Chicago movie. Now, I talked about some of the notable firsts of About Last Night, the fact that Edward Zwick, the director, first theatrical release, had only done TV before that, went on to make Glory. Jim Belushi, sure, he'd been on SNL, but he really didn't have a national profile until he was in About Last Night, .. Elizabeth Perkins, first ever role, and she is
That's her first
phenomenal.
Role? She's great. I would
phenomenal.
Have never known that.
I cannot believe it. Megan Mullally has an amazing cameo. She's like all the way through. I think she's kind of like the Anna Paquin of The Irishman in About Last Night. She has maybe five words to say, but she has such a presence. She does this hilarious, there's this whole thing where she does like a hair flip and a giggle to try and seduce Rob Lowe. But she has such presence, her face, everything. She's amazing. So I think, and then Tim Kazurinsky and Denise DeClue, who became screenwriters because of this film. So I think if it weren't for About Last Night and all of the talent that it unleashed and all of that connected to Chicago in some way, there would not be a Dark Knight. There just wouldn't be. And the other piece of that is
the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It's so not true because it made
there
it
wouldn't
made,
be movies if no, it weren't for About Last Night.
No, but in Delson. The 1980s, it was super hard to make a movie in Chicago. I mean, because of, I think, Medium Cool, which is a movie you talked about, which captured the Democratic National Convention, and all the riots and everything, or the violence around that. The first Richard J. Daley, was really suspicious of filmmakers.
Yeah, we talked about it last night. Cooley
he
High
made
was,
it
yeah.
Super hard to make movies here. And I think About Last Night, I mean, it's definitely a movie of the 80s and with all of the positives and negatives of that, but it was a turning point to imagine what a really like a representation of Chicago that was as much something for the people who live there as the people who don't live there, who would like to imagine like tourists and the insiders.
The 80s music that is in About Last Night is so awesome. The John Waite song, we played a little bit of it. Do you have that?
On cue, listen.
I mean, come on, this is like 80s go-to.
Right, and this was the moment when movies started playing, not creating original music, but playing popular music, right? And there are four musical montages in this film. If it wasn't the first to have a musical montage, it was definitely the most
I'm going to keep this music underneath as I take the callers. Hold on, let me... hold on, sorry. Ken, what do you like? Ken, do you like Dark Knight or About Last Night?
About Last Night, by far.
Really?
I grew up in Palatine, and I didn't know any part of the city like they were going to. I went to school in Iowa, and about 2 months before the movie came out, they showed a test version of the movie. You know, they changed endings in different places. And that movie made me want to move to Chicago.
Oh, how about that?
Out of the city.
There you go. Thanks, Ken. So, that's a good story.
I've been here ever since.
There you go. All right, let's try John. John, what do you like? Do you like About Last Night, or do you like Dark Knight?
I have to say, Dark Knight is one of my all-time favorite movies, but About Last Night came out right when I graduated college, and I was living in Lincoln Park, and I mean, it was like just textbook. I mean, I had never found anyone as good-looking as Demi Moore, but, you know, it was just right in my wheelhouse. I have to say, though, so I vote About Last Night, but I definitely have to say that it's true, it doesn't represent all of Chicago, and we should remember that it's very much just white,
side.
Yuppie Chicago. Yeah. So it's not the whole city, but it's still, again, Dark Knight, brilliant movie, but About Last Night all the way.
Wow. Thank you, John.
Thanks, man.
The swell, the Pete Zimmerman swell there. All right. That's pretty good. I mean, it's amazing to think that it had such an impact on a lot of people. And it's generational. These movies are generational. People who are, you know, we're not getting necessarily people who might be in their 20s who said, I moved to Chicago because of The Dark Knight, which I'm sure people did.
Well,
maybe
no, I'm sure it did draw a lot of tourists to the city. I think it did do a lot for the city in a way, in the way Mark's been talking, that it creates this like really exciting, dynamic image of Chicago. Because I think in some ways, Chicago was probably mired in a set of perceptions, as was Pittsburgh, which was also Gotham. You know, Chicago was Gotham, so was Pittsburgh.
The Dark Knight, Christopher Nolan, could have filmed the movie anywhere. He could have said, I'll take the tax breaks in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't.
He took the tax breaks here.
Right.
He took the but he chose Chicago.
Yeah, right.
He said, I want.
Yeah, he does, he does such a good job.
He has a vision,
yeah.
And he saw it. And I will say that, let me just talk about Last Night. I like About Last Night.
Mm-hmm.
But I think John and Allison both made the point. It's a movie about Chicago if you live in a 3-block radius in Lincoln Park, which is a fine place to live, but it excludes many, many, many people in Chicago. I also think that there's a reason why Mamet disavowed it, not just because he tried and failed or they didn't do it. It's that it took a very daring and risky play, Sexual Perversity in Chicago, and it neutered it. And there are some things in the movie that are obviously Chicago, 16-inch, but at the end of the day, it's a Hollywood film. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is.
It's not an indie. It's very interesting I've heard people, the indie, it's not an indie. It's a Hollywood, Rob Lowe, it's a Brat Pack film.
You know, if you want Brat Pack, Anthony Michael Hall is in The Dark Knight. Let me just say that. You asked earlier, Justin, about what scene I liked, and I gave an answer, but I'll give another answer in The Dark Knight. And that's at the end, if people remember, the Joker sets it up so there's two boats.
Mm-hmm.
Out in Lake Michigan.
Right off a Navy Pier.
That's right. And he says, he gives each group a detonator and says, if you kill the people in the other boat, and one boat's prisoners and one boat's regular folks, if you kill the other, you'll get to survive. Now, they don't know whether to trust the Joker or not, but they have a long debate about whether or not.
Yeah.
Each
it's a great
place.
Scene, yeah.
And both groups from very different lives in Chicago decide not to detonate it. And to roll the dice. At the end of the day, the movie is about the people of Chicago, all the people of Chicago, being good and decent and getting the hero that they deserve and that the city deserves.
Oh, there you go. Bringing it back around. The Christian Bale performance of Batman, especially in just the audio clips, because that's when you put in your headphones and you're listening to it, it's like, you surprise. It's so weird. That's the only thing, like, the Batmans, it's so hard to understand Christian Bale. Even when he says that to the Joker, when the Joker's got him on they're having that last fight, he says, it's 12 midnight, and they look, and no one blew it up, and he goes, something to the effect of, like, the Bale, you loved it, you did not underestimate the people.
I don't think there's a bad performance in the movie, though.
You know, the race is definitely completely absent. There are no black people. There are no people of color, no Latinos in About Last Night. It's very much, as I said, a white, ethnic, North Side kind of movie. It is about class. I mean, we forget that Danny is someone, he didn't go to college. He's making his way up in the world. He's kind of stalled. And Demi is someone who did go to college, who's an art director. They're both in sales, but she's white collar, he's blue-ish collar.
Yeah, there's the whole thing about the joint and whether it's a good restaurant.
And
or
then
if it's
he breaks
joint,
out of that. And, and you know, he is the yuppie that is going to be running the city in the Dark Knight.
True.
So again, I think it is.
It's got that. I mean, it's straight out of the 80s. It's straight out of white 80s. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's a good movie. But I think the themes in The Dark Knight are just so deep and so, and at the same time as being an incredibly entertaining.
I think that too,
movie.
Though, about Last Night. It's easy with a rom-com to just dismiss it as fluff, and with two leads like Demi Moore and Rob Lowe. Although I have to say, okay, so this movie comes between the disaster that was Sam Elmo's fire and then the brilliance that is the Rob Lowe sex tape, which comes 2 years later and ruins his career. This is
what a trilogy.
Two of the best performances they've mustered until, you know, Rob Lowe in The Grinder, obviously, is like then he comes into his own. But I imagine, like, the thing that would make this movie more sort of palpably about those class lines and Chicago navigating its identity, which is why I think it's the Chicago movie, because it's not just in Chicago and about Chicago. The narrative is exactly the narrative of Chicago. You come to Chicago to discover who you are, not to necessarily develop your career, but to find out, who am I? And that is the story of Chicago.
Mm. What about the people who are from Chicago, who don't have to come to Chicago?
But Danny is from Chicago. I think Jim Belushi's character is from Chicago,
as far as we know.
They are completely embedded, and they're struggling. I mean, Jim Belushi, he is misogyny personified. identified, and this always goes back to the debate around David Mamet, is he a misogynist or is he portraying misogyny?
The word broad is probably said 45 times in that film.
It's incredible. He can only imagine women as to be conquered, or he cannot imagine as sexually liberated women, and you can see the way he's right. being left behind. But at the same, and I imagine, like, what if the movie had been like Demi Moore and Jim Belushi, because it's what you really kind of want. But we did get that movie. We got that with The Breakup, only it was like Jennifer right, Aniston.
You know, Allison, you brought up a good point about Rob Lowe, and I guess at the end of the day, I see Chicago as a place that is rough, that has beautiful buildings and beautiful skyscrapers, that but is rough, and you know, they say it's the quintessential American city, and I think that Batman in many ways is the quintessential American superhero. He doesn't have superpowers. It's kind of incredible. Right. Rob Lowe's a pretty boy. Chicago is not a city of pretty boys. And that, I guess that's my final word.
I'd like to know a little bit more of what his play is like on the diamond. You know, I felt like there was a lot of him hanging out in the dugout. But I want to know, is he a good third baseman? Can he pick up? Can he make a double play? That kind of stuff.
He wins the game in the opening scene.
How many times do they have to film that?
But I do love the fact that that is part of the commentary of this film, that he is a pretty boy.
It took them 3 years to get that shot.
It took them 7 years to write the damn screenplay. So,
did it really?
Yeah. 7 years they worked on this. 11 wow. drafts, apparently, they
wow.
say.
And
so
it shows.
Get it right. And I mean, I think the thing that Tim Kazurinsky and Denise DeClue say about their movies is they write from the real. They want to capture the real Chicago. And is it everything? Is their vision limited? Is David right. Mamet's vision limited of what this city is? Absolutely. And the 80s Chicago, yes, there are limitations. But that doesn't mean that for a particular slice of and a particular moment in Chicago, it doesn't perfectly capture it. And
such
again,
a great
I'll
argument.
Say that, yeah. that narrative, I mean, what is The Dark Knight about Batman trying to figure out who he is? I mean, again, it's
but
identity
it did,
is
it's not
the,
like Christopher Nolan was like, I'm researching the movie. I'm looking into all my influences. Where can I find an influence? About Last Night. That's
absolutely.
Where I'm going to find my influence.
Absolutely.
No, it didn't happen. There's no way. He
I'm
would
not
name
it's
every other movie before About Last
it's
Night.
It's not that it's an influence on the movie. About Last Night and its success and the way it put Chicago on the map made this a
yes.
place where you would come
I don't know if
make
it's the
movies
story
where you can
that
imagine that Chicago could be a setting for all kinds of different narratives. And I think About Last Night is a really important
there,
part of that history. In
there is no
that.
Way
allowed. Judge Kaufman said
to me,
allowed.
To me, The Dark Knight said, this is a city that is forget the second city. Forget feeling like that. This is a city
This
is the city. And if you want to make the best possible movies, if you want to make movies that also, that again, to go back to my intro, that Chicago gives something to the movie and the movie gives something to Chicago, that's Dark Knight.
This is good, you guys. And I've got a ton of texts and calls and we've got the poll number. So here's what we're going to do. We'll take our last break here. 312-981-7200. Get your vote in now. And I'm going to tally it up, and we will have a winner right after the break here between Dark Knight and About Last Night. By far, the hardest decision on which movie moves on to the Elite Eight.
I got to say, it's an honor to do this with Allison.
Yeah.
So I just want to say
likewise.
That.
There you go.
Likewise.
Stay with us. All right, let's go to the phones and find out which our listeners like more, Dark Knight or About Last Night. Glenn, which do you like more?
About Last Night.
Why do you like that?
So the debate is over. It is. Everybody in Chicago can recognize that part of the city, whether it's for the Northsiders or the Yuppies or whatever. Everybody recognizes that part of the city. Everybody knows what's going on there. And the characters, of course, are all related to Chicago. So
you
that's what I think.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it, bud. All right. John, what do you like? Do you like About Last Night or The Dark Knight?
About Last Night. I grew up, I'm 61 years old, but I spent the 80s on Rush Street. All the way south, I drank by Kaminsky Park, and I drank by Wrigley Field, and that's definitely the closest thing to the bar scene I can think of.
All right, there
always
you go.
Thought so.
I like it. Thanks, John. Thank you for that call. So how about that, Allison? The calls have been all about Last Night.
You know, I was thinking
which I'm
about
surprised
our,
by.
I am surprised, too, but I... Because I think The Dark Knight is an exhilarating, thrilling movie, and I think it does do a lot for Chicago. I was thinking about this, you know, the argument that About Last Night is about a particular a particular Chicago. Mm-hmm. And again, I think if you look beyond the particulars of that movie and its influence, I talked about The Breakup, which totally rips off About Last Night, stays in the same train. But one of my favorite Chicago movies, Love Jones, mm-hmm. is essentially the same narrative About Last
Night.
Also
got bounced in the first round.
Trying to fall in love, the impediments, including your friends, like your kind of tribe, right, that wants to keep you the way you are, and you're trying to figure out how to become someone else.
There wasn't enough slam poetry in About Last Night. Well, Love Jones has all that, right?
There's some, I mean, the other thing is, there's a great song, we talked about the 80s soundtrack, but Jermaine Jackson, Words Into Action, which is the song that plays when Rob Lowe seduces Demi Moore with the double
headphones.
Oh, that's
so good.
But it plays again when they walk into the bar. It is a great slow jam. It's a sleeper of a song. Go check out Jermaine Jackson.
847 says, Chicago is Gotham City forever. All the Dark Knight movies get all the votes. About Last Night bites. Okay. And then we also have next to The Dark Knight, About Last Night is lame, but About Last Night is the best. It showcased the whole city. Brat Pack at its best. No diversity. Clinchers are different. Clinchers being the ball that's used in 16-inch softball. So that's interesting. That is true. All right. So Pete Zimmerman's got some trivia before we wrap up here on the About Last Night and Dark Knight decision. What do you got?
I have 3 pages of trivia about how great Heath Ledger is in this movie and how many awards he won. You know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to toss it out because the only thing that matters is About Last Night wins because it has Willie Gault, Speedy Willie, playing a waiter.
About Last Night was 1986. Is that when it was?
At a Christmas party.
So he was already famous as a wide receiver for the Bears at that point. Wow. Well, I want to thank Mark Baser, and I want to thank Allison Cuddy for making such compelling arguments for both The Dark Knight and About Last Night. Unbelievable, and I have not seen this. We have over thousands of votes on these polls. They've been out for a week, and we've been pushing them. They've gone viral. And About Last Night and The Dark Knight are, I don't even know how it's possible, but they are statistically tied, 50% to 50%. Like I said, at the beginning of today, when I put this up this morning, it was 57 to 44% or whatever it is for The Dark Knight. So as more people realized we're getting close to the deadline, they went About Last Night. 50% on the poll that has been on social media, but tonight it has been overwhelming for About Last Night. So I'm going to give About Last Night the victory tonight we're talking the smallest of margins, but About Last Night moves on to the Elite Eight, beating The Dark Knight, which is, I think its Achilles heel was not set in Chicago.
I want to congratulate Allison, and I also want to say that the disappointment I feel is as if I made The Dark Knight myself.
And you did tonight for all of us. You brought it to life. You were an incredible opponent.
I'd say go watch both movies.
Yeah.
See, and then let's
maybe not back to back.
I'll mash them up scene to scene.
Well, or Allison will be back. You'll be back to represent About Last Night when we get into this into January. So
that was part of the deal.
Phew.
Mark, you're out. Although we've been talking about
the ball.
We've been talking about a sort of like a bachelor style thing where the losers come back and do a whole thing. So we'll see how that works. Or like maybe an in memoriam kind of segment where we bring back the losers.
How about the worst Chicago movies?
That's coming up as well.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for the ultimate Chicago cage match tonight, the Chicago movie cage match. About Last Night narrowly defeating The Dark Knight. Coming up, more conversation here on 720 WGN.